They say that the night is an everlasting party, but you shouldn't believe them. There's a reason why nuit rhymes with ennui. I was dead before I met you, dearest boy. More so than usual, anyways. I had little interest in rising or hunting, much less the active interaction with those of my kind. We can be tedious creatures, as you well know from living with me. Oh, that's so kind of you to say. You truly are a loving and desirable son. Do you remember how we met? Of course you do. It was your first sexual experience, as you related it. I don't normally care about such things, but I cherish the idea that you spent your virginity on me. It makes me feel like the luckiest mother in the world. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was sleeping in the bedroom. I used to be afraid of what might come for me in the day, and slept in a fireproof coffin in the basement. But by then, I didn't care. So there I was, minding my own business. That's right. You broke in. Not looking for things to steal, although you might have, but looking for something better. The sexual thrill of violating the private space of another. You moved through the room slowly and carefully, getting harder as you went. And then you went upstairs. You came into the room and took it all in. And then you saw me, sleeping, naked on the bed. A woman of middle age and some attractiveness. All right. A very attractive woman with lovely curves, soft breasts, motherly hips, fine blonde hair, and naked. You saw me and you didn't panic. You walked over to me. Who knows what you were thinking about doing with poor defenseless me? Oh my. Yes, that is awful. We'll have to try that soon. But you didn't. Because you saw that I wasn't breathing. Then you truly became excited. A woman who could not refuse your advances. Who would accept you without complaint. Who would let you fulfill your most guarded fantasies. You passed your hand over me, exploring me with your so dexterous fingers, squeezing my breasts and pinching my nipples, noticing that with surprise, although they were cold, they hardened. Your other hand took your cock out and began to stroke it. I woke fully up when you finally got the courage to start exploring my thatch of hair around my now wet and willing slit. Such a delicious way to wake. I opened my eyes, but you didn't notice. I saw that you were no hunter. Well, not of my kind anyway. And I saw that you were close. That touching me had brought you close. As your finger slipped inside my wet cunt, I moaned. Finally, unavoidably. But you couldn't react. You were in the midst of the most powerful orgasm of your life. And the combination of my moan and my pussy spasming around your finger was too much for you. You practically sprayed me with cum. Yes, you did. It was in Mommy's hair and on her thighs and all over her breasts and, of course, on her face. The first thing I did was lick my lips to taste it. It was warm and tasted virile and loving. I sat up as your seed ran over my breasts and dripped off my nipples like mother's milk. You were afraid, but you mastered your fear. That's right, because you were in love, or at least lust. Oh, to think that such an old thing like me could provoke such thoughts in her son. Although we didn't have that relationship established yet, I'd like to think it was already forming. I saw a boy becoming a young man, handsome and ripe. You saw a woman your mother's age, but better than her. The old version never allowed you to touch her, nor coat you in her cum like the slut she is. She only teased you and punished you for appreciating her as a son should. No, don't get too angry. I want you to save that for later tonight. You know Mommy gets so aroused when you kill her. When I stood up, you didn't back away. You looked at me. Yes, even then you looked at me with such love in your eyes. I caressed your face and began to remove your clothing. I whispered in your ear that since you made a mess, you should come help me clean it. And then I led you to the shower. I noticed with satisfaction that you were already growing hard again by the time we reached the shower. When we got in, you eagerly washed the cum from my tits and face and legs. And then I kissed you softly on the cheek and pressed your eager lips to my nipple. You suckled a bit and I moaned. You grew so hard I thought you might burst. So I did what any good mother would do. I turned around and bent over. You were still inexperienced, so I helped guide you inside me. I was worried that my lack of heat would make you shrink, but it only aroused you further. What you did was so violent. It was like a rape. I loved it. I cried out over and over as you bruised me. You made me come so many times that first night. And every night after. Oh. As you climaxed inside me, you cried out, Mommy. And that's when I truly fell in love. I knew that you were a son, delivered to me, although my womb could not bear one. I turned and looked at you and told you that I would be your mommy if you liked. And that I would be proud to adopt a fine, virile son such as yourself. You told me you wanted me to be your mommy, but you couldn't. You couldn't because your real mother would never allow it. She was strict, and she beat you often. Not for your enjoyment. She touched your cock, but punished you for being aroused. She never let you finish before she beat you and called you a degenerate. Oh, I know. Sometimes Mommy gets a little carried away when she thinks of that awful fraud. The only good thing she did is birth you. She was a womb with many useless attachments. I held you close and listened to you tell me about such crimes. When you were done, I looked you in the eyes and told you, if you wanted me to be your mommy, I would be. And that together, oh, together we would make that woman suffer. And I went with you that night and knocked on the door. She opened it, already angry at you, but was surprised to see a different woman with her son. One that reminded her of herself. No, there is a resemblance, and I don't mind the comparison. She must have been attractive in her youth, but hate had made her ugly before her time. And the mere fact that I look a little like her brings something out of you that makes me so wet. She let us both in, but immediately accused me of being a slut that was trying to seduce her son away from her. I laughed and told her that of course I was. Who wouldn't want a boy like that for a son? She was shocked and began to berate me further, I was going to put a stop to it, but then I noticed how angry you were getting. Watching that slattern call your new mommy such names. Do you remember what you did then? Yes. You attacked her in a frenzy. You tried to strangle and beat her. You were not an expert at those things, but in all aspects of you, I saw potential. I pulled you off her before you could kill her. You were so angry. How could I betray you like that? But my knowing smirk calmed you swiftly. My boy is a quick study. While she gasped, bruised and barely conscious, I knelt down beside her. While you watched, I slowly unbuttoned her blouse and removed her skirt. I tore off that awful bra and panties. And then I saw how aroused you were again. So virile. You looked at me with guilt and I laughed. Do you remember what I said? A mother doesn't care where her son gets lunch as long as he comes home for dinner. He didn't understand. So I told you to kneel next to the whore. I pushed and guided your cock inside her. She gasped with surprise and woke up a little and struggled. I sat behind her and held her by the neck. I whispered in your ear that she would let her son finish, or I would choke her, and he would do so anyway. You grew more excited. I locked eyes with you as you came inside her. Do you know what? She shuddered in my arms as she came as well. She loved it when you raped her. Just like I do. You told me that you didn't need her anymore, but I had a better idea. This was quite exciting after all. So your new mommy, your real mommy, told you what we would do with the old one. You smiled and laughed. It was worth doing for that smile alone, darling boy. Oh, and that's why I made you a blood-drinking monster like me. I changed her too, so that we could keep her in a box in the crawl space and break her out for special occasions. Enough about the past, lover. I can see that my storytelling had the intended effect. You are clearly aroused and angry. How shall it be this evening? Do you want to beat me with a pipe while my legs are over your shoulders? Stab me repeatedly in the ribs as you fuck me roughly? You could throttle me with my own leggings while you take me from behind. It's been a while. Whatever you decide, dear. Mommy only wants to make you happy.